Hey, everybody. Welcome to Angel Answers. This is the Sacred Embers group, and we are live on air tonight. It's Wild Wednesday, February 1st, 2023. It is a new month, and welcome to February. We have a beautiful lineup of the beautiful hosts, who are Mary Hernandez, Catherine Peoples, Peg Jones, will be out tonight. DC Love will be out tonight. Liz Sister will be out, and Adriana Ramon will be out. So it's the three of us, Mary, Catherine, and I, and I am Jan Drake Bakke. So I just want to welcome you all, and I'm glad that you're here. And so I'm just going to go ahead and read the bios. Oh, my goodness, my computer just went off. Okay. Nope. Back on again.
Okay,
I'm going to
awesome.
Read the bios of the ladies who are not here, but I just wanted to say hello to the ladies who are here. Mary and Catherine. Hi, ladies. Angel,
Hi.
How are you?
How are you?
Doing all right.
Happy Wednesday. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Happy February.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to go ahead and read the other ladies' bios, and I'll start with DC Love is an angel intuitive, conscious channel, divine healer, channeling messages and divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, angels in her spirit dog Ginger, and Joan Rivers. You can find DC on Facebook at DC Love. Liz Pfister is an intuitive and spiritual guiding light, the owner of River Maven Holistic Center in upstate New York. Liz is a healer, teacher, and practitioner of the spiritual and metaphysical life. Join Liz on Facebook at River Maven 77 every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern for her live stream Crystal Singing Bowl meditation, which I did go to last night, and it was just beautiful. I recommend it. And Peg Jones is an angelic life coach, energy healer of Reiki, IET, and a quantum healing modality, also training as a sound healer using tuning forks, channeler of the angels, ascended masters, and card reader, also uses light language to share as a healing modality too. Peg is the author of Living in the Heart's Place with Your Angels, Daily Angelical Whispers Throughout the Year, found on Amazon. It is a wonderful book. I do have it, and it's just phenomenal. I recommend it. Adriana Roman is the creator of My Lotus Bloom. She is a Reiki master teacher, a fourth generation intuitive, and she creates spiritual oils and baths and also creates Reiki healing energy bracelets. You can book her at mylotusbloom.com. She has amazing, beautiful artwork and beautiful items on her website, so I would totally check that out if you have time. And we're all listed on the Sacred Embers website in the Sacred Embers group on Facebook. So you can go ahead and check us out there. All the bios are there. There's several more of us, excuse me, in the Sacred Embers group. So check us out. So I'll just give you a little bit of my bio. Jan Drake Bakke on Facebook and Twitter. I'm a psychic medium who I love to do poetry. I write a lot, and I share it all over the place on Twitter and Facebook. I'm hoping to work with some musicians to collaborate on songs. I also share animal totem spirits. That's the first thing I see whenever I do readings for people. I also do predictions, and I'm working on those now for 2023. So that's my info, and I'm going to go ahead and pass you right over to Catherine Peoples. Here she is.
Okay. Thank you, Anne. So
you're welcome.
My name is Catherine, and I am an intuitive empath, a clairvoyant, a Reiki practitioner, and oracle card reader. I've experienced many physical metaphysical experiences to include lucid dreams and visions since childhood, which continue to this day. And along with Angel Answers, you can also find me on Mondays at 9:30 Eastern Time hosting my new show called Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality. So I hope you'll join me there as well. I do have a message from DC that was channeled by, she would like me to read, that was channeled by Mighty Archangel Ariel. So here we go. Let me get my glasses. Okay. Hello, beloved ones. I, Archangel Ariel, have come today to deliver a message of love. Love is no beginning or no end. Feel the love that I bring. Visualize it, permeating every fiber of your being. Let it fill your entire body. This is love in its purest form, love that resides in each of you. Feel this love in your heart. Let it fill your body so fully that there's no room for anything but love. Let it continue from you and keep it going through eternity, reaching the entire world. Trust and believe what you are feeling. Be an example of love and compassion for others to follow. Nurture love for all living things. Become an example for our children. Become like a children again, or become like a child again. Each of you has an inner child that wants to be honored. Give yourself permission to play. Let go of limits and limitations. Remember how wonderful and magical life was when you were young. Learn to think like a child again and approach everything from a fresh new perspective. By taking cues from children, we view the world from a whole new angle, one moment at a time. Let the children lead by example. They teach us about love, truth, and the meaning of life. Children are not conscious of what other people think of them, and this is a real strength. This encourages them to be free spirits. They say what they mean, and they mean what they say. They don't find it difficult, like adults, to be completely open and honest. They sometimes won't take no for an answer. They don't give up. Children are open-minded, and this helps them to learn new things. So it's never too late to reclaim those positive characteristics of youth and use them to increase the wisdom and experience that we acquire with age. The children of today are here and need your love and nurturing to help to fulfill their beautiful purpose. Children are so innocent and pure. They easily communicate with the angels, the fairies, and other magical beings. Help those children to create, imagine, grow, and become beautiful, loving adults of tomorrow. Teach them to respect each other, as well as the trees, the birds, and all of life. These are gifts that we have to love and cherish. Mother Nature is giving them to us. It's our job to take care of our beautiful planet. Many people do not understand why we need to worry about the environment. The environment is everything. It is the wind, the trees, the animals, the people, every part of the living system of Earth. So I'm asking for your help. Search your heart and see how you can become part of the solution. Educate our children about the environment, as it is an investment in our own future. Let's work together to save our Earth. With a little extra thoughtfulness, we can help the planet every day. I ask that you live consciously and awareness and with intention and focus on being part of the solution. You need to be the change you want to see in the world. The change has to start with you. You have to live by example. When we put passion into taking care of our surroundings, we become more secure beings, more humanitarian, and it leads us to be more caring of each other. Start small. Find your passion to contribute to the larger picture. Take care of the Earth, and she will take care of you. Be light, be loved. I am Archangel Ariel.
Wow, that's beautiful.
That was amazing, really. Oh, wow.
That totally resonates.
I love listening.
That's what we're supposed to be doing, right? Go into our inner child and play and act like kids again. Yeah, bring that our child
just,
out.
I just loved what she said there, everything. It was just so right on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just right on. Just, oh, gosh.
I mean, our environment, it's honestly, because without it, you know, that's our world, right? And we want to not only help to sustain it to grow, but to, it also gives back so much to us, right? And with things going on today, it's our job. I feel like it's everyone's job to be just like Mighty Archangel Ariel Piano, was that it's our responsibility to help her, because we're living in this planet, on this planet, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
so
beautiful. Well,
gosh, I can
so,
listen to it again. I can't wait to replay it and listen to it again.
I know. I think she's got it posted on her website too, right? On her page, I'm sure she does.
Oh, nice.
Normally, these channeled messages she posts on. So everyone knows, you know, they could go to her page and you can see it there too. I'll introduce myself. If you're Catherine, you introduce yourself, right? Yeah.
I already did. Yes. Thank you.
Okay. So I'm Mary Hernandez. I'm an angel intuitive, a Reiki master, ordained minister, tarot and oracle card reader. I get channeled messages. I can channel your higher self. I'm also a numerologist, which numerology uncovers your potential and shows who you are, who you have the potential to be in this lifetime. And it's good for goal setting and planning your future. I do an extensive numerology report where it shows you your pinnacles and your karma and a whole bunch of one-year outlook by month for you to focus on, what things you need to focus on. It actually also tells you your karma, what are your karmic lessons, what are your karmic debts, what are you here to learn, basically. And you know, a whole bunch of other stuff. Like it has your life path number, has, you know, it reflects everything. So basically your life path number is who you are, your life purpose, and the path you will walk in this life, or the path that you should be walking. So it's kind of nice to do this, and I've done it for many people, and I feel like it really helps to actually, you know what it is that you're meant to be here for. You know, I wish as a younger person, as a younger me, I had done this, because it actually says I'm going to be in service, which that's what I'm doing now, helping people, you know. And I think many ladies here, I know Catherine has done it, and, you know, it showed the same thing for her, which
great.
Humanitarian, right? And it's amazing. So I just wanted to put it out there. And I also create Mother Mary candles, which I put on my website. And those are infused with love, light, and healing and blessings. I've also created one with crystals. So they have rose quartz. And so you can check out my website, and I'm also doing Reiki infused chakra candles, and also with the corresponding crystals to each of the chakras. So, you know, if you'd like to buy them, purchase them, I'm doing a set. So if you wanted to buy the whole chakra set for the first two callers that decide to like purchase, I'll give them 10% discount of the chakra set, which is all 8 candles. So basically it's each of the chakras plus a 7 chakra candle. So just putting it out there. And also you can book a reading with me by visiting my website at www.theangelwithin.com or via email at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com. And D is spelled T-H-E-E, just to let you guys know. And my message for today is Mother Mary, because, I mean, she's been all over. And I bought a book on Mother Mary yesterday. So I went to a thrift store yesterday, and as soon as I saw her book, it was just like my third eye was just throbbing, like, you need to get it. And I had four books in my hand, and I'm like, I really came for one book, but I had to get it. And I'm so happy because I was told that, you know, I needed to get this book. So, and just my reaction of the third eye just, you know, like, throbbing when I saw the book, it was just like, oh my gosh, this is beautiful. So basically it was active for all four of the books I bought. So anyway, I wanted to read Mother Mary's message because I pulled out the Keepers of the Light, and that was the first card on top of the deck. So, and we've spoken about her all day today. Me and the crew, right? The whole crew. it is time to let go of conflict or the need to be right. The more you fight for the point you want to prove, the unhappier you will be. Pointing out the mistakes or mishaps of others just blocks the road to love in your own life. Mary, the Divine Mother of Acceptance, is with you now, encouraging you to forgive. Forgiveness is not about letting anyone get away with their bad choices, but about choosing to create your own happiness. Mother Mary also brings healing to you and your mother. If you missed her and are out of contact with her or have an old trauma that needs healing, know that Mary's miraculous light is here now to wash away the darkness. So that was the message, and it's so beautiful, right? Because we always say that, you know, people, it's hard to forgive. You know, people say it's hard to forgive, but it's not. Forgiveness is for you, not for the other person, right? Because that's how you grow, by forgiving and sending love. So I feel that it's such a very important message for today and the month of love, right? Although we should love each other every day of every year, not only in February, you know, because this is the love month, we should, you know, show each other love and compassion for everyone. I think you posted something, Jan, so beautiful today about compassion and showing love to even strangers. And I love that because I do that. I mean, my mom used to do that when I was younger, and I used to be like, Mom, mm-hmm. do you know them? And she'd be like, no, but it's nice to be nice. And I see myself doing that now, too. It's just, I just say hi to everybody.
My mom did that, too. So that's what our whole family does that, too.
Yeah. It's such a great thing to do, right?
Just smiling at someone, there is science behind that. Just smiling at someone does something to the circuitry in the brain, and it just sends out, like, you know, a signal of, you know, happiness and to the other person, not just for you, but for the other person. They get it as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's behind that.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting. Yes.
Yeah, and it is interesting, right? Because we don't know what people are going through. Maybe that smile that you gave that person is going to save them, you know? So just a thought out there that, you know, a lot of people are going through so much, but it's, you know, obviously they don't show it out to the world or to people. So it's nice to be nice to everyone, you know?
Yeah.
And forgive. And I also wanted to mention that today is St. Brigid's day, and, you know, she's all about inner strength, and it's moving back to wholeness, right? Recognizing that you have the power to change, the power within you. So I wanted to read real quick what she has on the Keepers of the Light, because that was the second card on the deck after Mother Mary. So, and today's her day, so St. Bridget. So I'm just going to read what she says. It says, your spiritual fire is growing within. Recognize that the power of your soul is greater than you think. You have come a long way since you began this journey. There is a powerful force within you, and you have the ability to create wonderful changes in your own life and inspire those around you to do the same. Be aware of new projects, opportunities, and fertile ideas that can grow into something larger than you may imagine. Call on the fiery goddess Bridget to light the way ahead. Wow, how beautiful, right? Because
yeah.
It's all about creativity, right? And creating these wonderful changes in your own life and the life of others, just like Mother Mary's message, you know, love as well. So I'll post these on Sacred Ember. I can't wait, Jan, to listen to your beautiful poem.
Oh, thank you. Well, I love what you just shared, too, and I can't wait to read that over again when you post it. So as far as, like, you know, when I think about the poetry, I just wanted to say every show I always say I want to be collaborating with musicians and all that, but which I do want to, of course, but as it stands, just sharing, being able to share it is a gift, and I thank the ladies here who are letting me do it on the show, but to just share it out in the world is such a wonderful thing to do, you know, for me to be able to do that and share it on the air. And the whole point of collaborating with musicians is to just get my words out to the world so that people, because I want to help people with my words, you know what I mean, in music.
Yes.
But if it doesn't happen in music, that's okay too. We're doing it right now because just by sharing all that we do here, it's going out in the world also. And that's just as good.
Yeah,
it goes out into the universe.
Because your voice has a vibration. All those words have a vibration, right? So that can help all of humanity. That helps all of us. You know?
Yeah.
It's collective, right? It's powerful. Your words are very powerful. So we thank you for that.
Well, thank you, too. I mean, exactly what you say also in all of us here. And so that's what I mean. It's like the end goal isn't to, like, I don't have to make music, because this is it right here. We're doing our dharma, you know, we're doing our mission. To me, I feel like I'm doing my mission right now in the show. But I mean, if it does work out with music, that'll be beautiful too. But anyway, I just wanted to say that. And speaking of the child, and thank you, Catherine, for saying that, because I totally believe that too. But also, speaking of the child within, I picked a poem called The Child Within. So that's kind of a neat synchronicity.
Awesome. Yeah.
So it goes, take care of your child within. He or she may be screaming at you to receive your love. Take time out and listen to your inner voices. They may be asking for your attention and wanting you to make good choices. Don't let yourself miss that cry. It's telling you in a special way what to do today. Before you go to town, listen to your intuitive feelings so that you don't have a breakdown. That child needs nurturing. And just minutes a day keep us positive. That child needs nurturing and compassion. Just minutes a day. Keep up a positive emotional fashion. Gentleness and listening is the key in keeping your child within, happy and free. And this one is called The Inherent Gifts. If you are gifted with powers, some might think you are a fraud. If you are a prophetic word giver, some might think you are high and mighty and trying to be God. If you are a psychic, some might freak from hearing this name. If you are a medium, some might wonder if you are a small or large, or wonder, what is your game? If you can see the future, some might think you make it up and have too much imagination. If you hear words and see things, some might think you are psychotic, which isn't so bad. That might be your real evaluation. And if you see your dead family awake or asleep, some might think you are stark crazy and don't want to hear another peep. Whatever your guess, everyone has one, two, three, or all. Use them for the light. Then let them shine. No more is it a fright. These are gifts from God, the divine. This may be your call. And this is called What We See, Deception. What we see is shown for the best of what is meant to be. There is purpose for the good of the soul, for who receives the view as we give our sight to others. Anyone that deceives in their messages take chances to harm their own growth and their sisters and brothers. What we see should be for us a sacred bond between our divine source, that is light in its hue. For who receives the view is blessed many times over, as those that see are too. And this one's called That River Flows. When that river flows out of your heart, you know that this is a good place to start. Where those supernatural feelings are at its peak, where angels fly in your soul, they speak. Gentle showers of stars in your mind, colorful hearts, dancing patterns you will find. Peace, serenity, and joy are so near. Abundance, love, and kindness are so clear. Let your light shine. Let it shine. You will feel fine. Happiness and love are its gifts it shares to give to the world for anyone who declares. God's messages and precious gifts to be shown. A river of wealth flowing endlessly will be known. And since there was a cancer post going on through my friends lately, and so I just decided to pull out this cancer poem. It's called That Cancer, That Vibe, On with New Dharma. That cancer, that vibe, it wasn't invited, but it has been part of my tribe. That cancer, that pest, how dare it find me? It put me to the test. That cancer, that karma, now it's gone. On with new dharma. That cancer, that misunderstanding. Let's be clear now. Good health is making a landing. That cancer, that jolt, it comes with a new message. A new life is determined to bolt. That cancer that is gone is still a beautiful life. Amen. Moving on. And let's see. And this is just a silly health poem that I wrote about me a while back. I just want to get well. Don't look at me with those eyes, misjudging. I've had so many cries. It's been a long wait, this jail sentence of holding. I haven't been lazy. I've been reloading. The time keeps passing slowly and so fast. I don't remember as much in the most recent days as I do in the past. Aging and illness, such a dilemma. Still, I just want to get well. Now, so it be God's will. And this one is, I open my hands to freedom, letting go of needing approval. Loving myself and others, my life is full. I open my hands to freedom without rejection, not living for acceptance, but with unconditional affection. And this is, have a good day, fire. Don't stop your messages because it's too fantastical for some, or the trajectory of it is over the top for others, or the words are too foreign for them. It may change the course of some's path and send some on their way, and some will stay. God bless our sisters and brothers. If it's sincere from one's heart, their fire will reach some, and they will have a good day. And this is called My Sword, Fire. My sword is for that no one will cross the line of evil to me or upon me or my loved ones. That I will never cross the line of evil to another or upon them. That protection is its greatest strength over me and over my loved ones and over whom all I meet and interact with. Its fire is bountiful and warm. It melts all negativity. That healing is its sovereign stance and purpose, that it may be touched by divine reverence and messages at all times, all the days of our life. And follow our hearts. We might want to reassess and to confess what is important to us now. It may be a poem. It may be a vow. It may be a new beginning. It may be finding a new awareness. Then we ask where, when, and how. We must have faith that a new life will come forward. We will follow our hearts. This is what I heard. And this is called The Light. the light. You are light. Light you are. Light upon you. Light within you. Light around you. Light before you. The light is you. We are this light. You and I are enlightened. Let the light in. Be the light. See the light. The light is the light. And this is called Love Is. Love is ecstatic. Enjoy it. Love is challenging. Have patience with it. Love is disappointment. Allow it. Love sucks. Deal with it. Love is sad. Cry with it. Love is hope. Pray for it. Love is sick. Go beyond it. Love is life. Honor it. Love is death. Surrender to it. Love is you and I. Cherish it. And this says, more heart, less thinking, more heart in the center of everything. Less worry and stress, but with more heart and openness. And I'm almost done. In the moment's notice, someone may leave, but there will be an angel there to take them. We will be here still to grieve. All will be well and not to worry. We keep living and try not to be in such a hurry. Enjoy every second, every minute, the time that we have here. This breath of life carries on for our loved ones so dear. And this is the love song, love poem, Flying on Clouds. It splits in her mind, her soul fragments to transcendent worlds, flying on clouds and one she left behind. It is always about the heart and the jagged wounds, always about a male. It is a bumpy ride through her destiny while she ascends in this fairy tale. I want what you have. Can I climb on your cloud? I can feel what you feel. I can feel it, hear it loud. I dance to your beat. I am feeling our heat. Keep it going. You are riding it all the way. It is sweet. The spark she has ignites, and love is a fire stream. Her mind opens to newer journeys. She is a psychedelic dream. She is a love tonic that has edges that cut to the core. Her life is a kaleidoscope in a tiger she does adore. I want what you have. Can I climb on your cloud? I can feel what you feel. I hear it loud. The spark she ignites with love is a fire stream. Her mind opens to newer journeys. She is a psychedelic dream. Psychedelic dream. A love tonic with edges. Okay. That was a long time ago poem. And the last one is the heart chakra. The heart chakra, it will rock you. Take good care of it. It is powerful yet delicate. It is a love beat. Passion it will meet. It has an emotional way. Wishing you love, happiness, and a sweet Valentine's Day. And that's that. There it is.
Wow.
There is quite a few.
Wow.
Thank you. So many.
Now, Dan, do you get them?
They're all beautiful.
Do you get these? They are.
What's
beautiful.
That?
Do you get these all on one day, or do you take like?
Oh no, these are from. I have these from. Some of them are new that I wrote this past week. You know, I do that every week. I write a couple new ones every week, and then I go in and I take all. These are all like old ones from years ago, like 2012, 13, 14, 15. I just have them all saved, you know. But
right.
I do try to write new ones every week so that we get something every week, you know, new. And then, but yeah, these are all old.
Do they just come to you, or do you think about them as you're writing them?
No, they just come. Yeah, it's kind of weird how this has happened. When my mom died, this is when this all started happening, and something happened to me. A portal opened because it was so traumatizing for me when she died, and just a portal, I think, opened, and I just started writing. I couldn't even stop. It just started happening immediately, and
so
they
like
just come out.
Yeah,
it's automatic writing. They come out in seconds. I don't have to think about them. They just come out in seconds. That's how I write these things, and that's how it works. I mean, it's just I've never had such a thing, you know, in my life. But I really think that when that it started happening when she died, and I think it was like maybe her gift to me to let me have something to do, you know, because I was her caretaker for many, many years, and I was so used to being with her. I lived with her for 19 years taking care of her. And it was
such a
shock. Yeah, it was a long, long time, a lifetime, really. But anyway, that's how I write these things. I don't really think about them all that much. They just come through.
I think when we so emotionally affected by something, we just feel it. It is that automatic writing. It's that channeling. It's easy to write. It just flows. And I've experienced that myself when I sit down and I do write poetry as well, but I've done that automatic writing where I'm like, oh my gosh, that just came out so quickly and I really like it, you know? But other times when I sat down, I'm like, okay, I'm going to write a poem for someone, it takes a little bit more time when, I'm just doing it as like a gift or something, but I feel like all of your poems really mean something, and I really do feel like it adds to the collective and all those other people who are on the same page with you and feeling the same things. It just adds to, like I said, the collective university, and we all benefit from it.
I'm so glad. Thank you. Then my work is done. You know what I mean? Because that's what it's supposed to be. That's what they're for. And I'm glad. So glad to hear that. Thank you. And
You're welcome.
Sometimes I have to. I think about. Sometimes it'll take. They don't all come in. Not every one of them come in that fast. But some I'll have to think about. But.
Right.
But it seems like, a lot of them just come through and they come quickly. And so it's kind of bizarre. I've never experienced anything like that, but it just, but I don't write that many either lately. I only do a few a week. I haven't been like writing a whole lot. I need to get more into it.
It seems like you've been writing a lot. I mean, even just the poems are a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah. Thank you.
For a lot of people.
Yeah.
So just taking the time to sit down and do them, empowering.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to say, if there's any listeners that, have never seen or heard your poems, Jan posts them daily on her page, and they're just so inspirational. I love waking up in the morning and just seeing a couple of her poems. And the same thing with, DC, with her channeled messages. She'll post a lot of channeled messages from the angels. So I just love to wake up and just see those messages from you both, because it's just amazing. It's very inspirational.
Thank you, Mary.
It's really great.
Yeah.
I mean, I love them. I absolutely love them. And then she paired them with these beautiful photos of ballerinas or like phoenix.
Thank you, Mary.
Sandra,
I appreciate it.
Just in case there's any new callers, that are on today. But I wanted to share that, yes, automatic writing is so amazing. I had the opportunity to do that at Lilydale in one of the workshops I did. And it felt so amazing, and it flowed so easy. Like, I know that if I was to put myself to do automatic writing every day, I would write a book. Because it was just bringing in my higher self, and just it just flowed, just like Catherine just said. It just flowed. Like, I wrote two pages to myself from my higher self. So it was just amazing what I did this last summer when Catherine and I went to Lilydale. But it was just, Lilydale was just an amazing experience, and I can't say enough.
Yeah.
And I have to post those pictures. It's just a lot of things happen. Obviously, you ladies know. I had two deaths in my family, so I just totally forgot to post them. But I do need to post them, because I want to get more people go to Lilydale and experience what Catherine and I experienced and what many other people experienced in that place. It's just amazing.
It was magical.
So, yeah,
for those listening, Alex, the number was that what, Mary, the first healing place where community, where people could go after the Civil War. And so it's one of the first, like I said, healing communities. And it's just been, there's so much beautiful, beautiful energy there. And as time went on, you know, these healers have been there, and that energy is still there from way back when it started. And so you go into, for instance, the healing temple, and you can feel like that energy of that the healers there, you know, and
wow,
really amazing. Honestly, I mean, you could call them in yourselves, you know, if you want that energy, which I've done in the past since being there. But the healing temple is just, that for me was amazing, but so many experiences happened there,
mm-hmm.
were unexplainable, right? But then they do become explainable when you're there, because you start to understand what's actually happening, you know, and the guys mm-hmm. that are there, the people that are there, you know, they take you on this magical journey into whatever area of interest that you're interested in. I don't know, it's a very beautiful place. And the pictures, for instance, that Mary's talking about posting, you know, one, for instance, that I did take, I remember taking it and thinking, why can't I just, it was a picture of the moon, and it was hard. Something was in my way. I was thinking, why can't I just get a picture of the moon? Well, I just started snapping, because I was told to just start snapping. And when I looked at the pictures later, there was literally a geometric shape, or like a temple around the moon. So it,
wow.
it was beautiful. It was something that, you know, how did that happen? So even with these, you know, the new pixels on the cameras that pick up more light, this was an actual geometric structure that it wasn't just my phone. And so when I asked our guide, I said, look at this. And he said, that's the beautiful energy that's here. It's just revealing itself to you. And so
wow.
that's how it was the whole time. And so I look forward to seeing your pictures, Mary, because that's been a little while ago.
Yes, I'm going back in June for 10 days. I'm going for a workshop on physical mediumship, and I'm totally interested in physical mediumship, and also, so I'm totally, like, excited. But one thing I also want to mention was that Catherine left. She had to go back home, and I stayed one night extra at the Harmony House in Lilydale, and I actually received a healing. I actually saw energy come out of my hand that was bothering me, that was so numb at the time, which Catherine knew about. I actually saw the energy come out of my hand, and it felt so relieving to have, like, motion and feeling back in my hand, because, you know, after what I went through, I had numbing still. So that was really healing. I stayed in the Harmony House, and that was a healing temple before it became a guest house. Now it's a guest house. So I had a lot of magical experiences that night. a lot of visitors, for sure, including my dad, which was so beautiful. I received an amazing hug from my dad, which I hadn't felt my dad for 19 years, a hug from him. So it was just totally amazing. It like Catherine said, is a magical place. So I highly recommend it to everyone. So anyway,
wow.
you know, I we should pick up some callers because I lost some callers.
No, it's
already, but it's,
well, it's just so neat to hear about it, though.
I maybe we should make a show of just Lady Dale.
That would be neat. I'd love to hear it. I would.
It would be magical. Yeah. So I think we could pick up some calls now if you ladies are okay with that.
Okay.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, perfect.
Uh-huh.
Area code 205, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, ladies. My first name is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. Do you have a question for us this evening?
Excuse me. Yes. Oh, God, I could have, 10 questions, but that would be so selfish.
Mm-hmm.
I can't have you ladies all night. So, yes, I'll go with what I feel is most important. I work in the health profession, and I work by contract. And I just finished up my last contract about three weeks ago. And so when do you see me getting another contract? I have been putting myself out there. I've been off a little bit too long. I don't know what to do with myself. So when do you see another work contract coming through?
I'll send you over to Jan and then Catherine, and I'll come back last.
Thank you.
All right. Hi, Patricia.
Hi.
It's Jan. I just wanted to tell you that I see animals first right away. And the first animal is a cat, and I also see another animal, which is a giraffe. So
I have a cat. I have a cat. Her name is Nola. So I had her for a year. Yeah. I got her when she was a kitten. So she's a teenager around here. My children are young adults. They're not in the home, but Nola, I don't know if she's worse than what the kids were when they were a teenager, but she likes to have a way.
Oh, she likes to have her way. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, so I'll just give you a few ideas on the more about the cat. I usually just look in my book here, and they give you some ideas on. Whoops, I'm not finding it. I can probably give it to you without the book, but I prefer not doing that. I like to get it right from the book. Oh, there it is. Okay. Because they always land on their feet, and they're really resourceful animals. They're all about self-sufficiency and trusting your own capabilities. They're also into dancing. They say this in this book, which I think is really interesting, because dancing is like one of the things that they talk about with the cat. And when you were first talking, I saw a couple dancing, and I was wondering if you've ever danced or anything, because I kept seeing a couple, a girl and a guy dancing, and she has a dress on, and the couple is dancing together, you know. Have you ever been into that? Have you been into that or anything?
I love dancing. That's so ironic. I love dancing, and I haven't been in a relationship a long term. In about 4 years. I mean, in the beginning, it was, you know, mostly because I needed to love me and take care of me after a bad breakup. But now I'm ready, and I could see myself dancing with you know, the love of my life. I'm hoping.
Maybe that's what it is, because I'm also getting that I feel like a relationship is coming.
Yes,
that is what I am feeling, and let me just tell you. So. And I even forgot what your question was, but I kept hearing that there was a relationship coming for you. And I don't even know if that's what you asked.
I asked about a work contract, but thank you. Maybe I may be talking too much.
No, that's totally fine. That's totally fine. But sometimes we just get information, and maybe that's what you're supposed to hear too. But they say also about the cat, listen closely to your intuitive guidance. The ancestors may be trying to communicate with you. It's a very magical time. When you've released relationships, material goods, self-defeating habits, you will soon be replaced with something or someone entirely more suitable for you. So there you go. And listen to your internal guidance. They're really into that. You're very independent and very creative. They like to do work at night. You're also very graceful and naturally exuding a mysterious sensuality. And cat always lands on their feet. So I'm feeling really good about this situation with a relationship. I'm not getting the work contract right now, but I think that, you know, maybe the ladies will have more for that. But I also have another animal, and I just want to go with that, and maybe that will give some light on the work contract. And it's a giraffe. So let's see here about that. Giraffe is really interesting because they tell the future. That's one of their main gifts, is telling the future and being able to see into the future type thing. I don't know. I love the giraffe. I think they're really interesting. Oh, gosh. I'm having a hard time trying to find the pages here. Just 1 second. Okay, we're almost there. let's see. Gosh, darn it. Where are you? Okay. Somehow I'm not getting, being able to, my book is all messed up, so that's part of it. Let's see. Here it is, finally. Keep your head up, have faith, trust your gut regarding the situation that you're dealing with at present. You have to reach a bit, but you will achieve your goal. Keep your eye on the possibilities that are just on the horizon. That's how I feel about the relationship, that it's just on the horizon. That's what I was getting. It's better to not act too hastily in this situation and spend some time with friends and family. It says you have the gift of foresight, being able to see ahead through dreams, visions, ideas, or signs from the environment. And you enjoy casual socializing with friends. You're a very effective communicator, and you also listen well. And you strike a balance between spirituality and the material world. And you're willing to stick your neck out if something appeals to you, and you're willing to risk for that. So that's a really positive animal to have around you, along with the cat. I think you're in good shape here. And the work contract, I'm going to have to come back. I'll have to think about that. They're not showing that to me. So right now, but I will pass you right over to Catherine, and let's see what the other messages are. But I'm happy for you about the relationship.
Thank you, Jen. Everything you just said, oh my God, resonates. Everything that you just said. So thank you so much for that beautiful reading.
Right
on point. I know I need to talk to the other ladies, so I won't go into detail and name everything that you said. Oh my God, that you said that, and you know, but it was on point. And I fully understand. I will say this, I definitely dream. I get so many messages in my dreams.
Oh my God,
you said that. Yeah, but there's a few things that you said that I was sitting over here with a jaw drop, like, oh my gosh, you're talking about me. So I know the angels were giving you those messages. It's just
oh.
what I needed to hear. So
oh,
I'm
right.
grateful. Thank you so
I'm
much.
I'm so glad. You're welcome. Thank you very much. I'm so glad. All right. Well, I think there's going to be more from the other ladies, and so thanks so much. I appreciate you saying all that, too. I'm glad that this helped you.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And it resonated.
Yeah. This is Catherine. And
hi, Catherine.
Hi. So, Lee, I pulled from the Angel Therapy deck, and the card I pulled was Manifestation Power. So this is telling you to use your spiritual gifts and natural abilities to attract your desired outcome. You've got the power with this card. And the angels remind you of your innate spiritual abilities. This card is a reminder that you do have the power to change everything in your life by using your natural spiritual gifts of manifestation. So for instance, when you are in a state of worry or, everyone's here and there, but the minute you doubt or you're in a state of unknown, then you give away that power, right? So,
yes.
In other words, it's a negative affirmation that you're putting out there, right? And when, without realizing it, right, just by the power of your words, because every word you say has a vibration, right? So,
mm-hmm.
It's the negative affirmations, they are attracting more of the same undesirable effects, right? So like attracts like, basically. So the angels are asking you to replace this old habit with just healthier responses of visualizations and intending for more desirable outcomes. And I will tell you that visualizations and pure intention is magical. So, you can think about a situation you would like to improve and write, draw, or create a collage that describes, like, whatever that preferred scenario you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And look at this depiction of your desired, daily, wants, right? And don't worry about, like, how anything's going to manifest. Just know that it will. If you continue on the path of, mindfulness, right, using your words and doing things that are attracting what you want. So anytime you catch yourself worrying or doubting your manifestation abilities, you can call upon, they're saying here, Mighty Archangel Josephiel, the angel of beauty, please beautify my thoughts and love. This is pretty powerful, right? Makes sense?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then I pulled another card for you. And this is from the Keepers of the Light. And it says, rise up, honor your inner force, steps are being given, dance with the universe. Steve is one
Sweet.
Of, didn't you say something about dance earlier?
Yes, absolutely.
And so I'm doing a lot of dancing. I almost feel like getting up dancing now.
There's actually a challenge out there now somewhere where they are challenging people to stand up. These are light workers doing this, to stand up and just dance for 5 minutes a day, because dance is movement. Movement moves the flow of our energy in the right direction. So dance is really important. And you can just, you don't have to do it any certain way, because it's all good. You can't go wrong there. But this card, she has the capacity to, she represents the capacity to tame fear or the ego. And let me see here. she is like a warrior. Well, they are saying here she's a warrior-like energy, has the ability to destroy fear. There you go. And this energy, so this energy is like divine energy that offers paternal protection, support, and guidance as well. Also acknowledges the cosmic dancer because it helps to coordinate the inner action between Earth and the cosmos. This Lord Shiva has the capacity to help us move beyond the fear of anything that we're looking at as maybe fear or worry, and move into clarity and then the connection. So Lord Shiva is with you right now to awaken your sense of connection to life itself. You're moving through a deep transition and things will be clear from this point. You will know exactly what you need to do and where you need to be. This is a powerful time as you will transcend the limitations that others have set for you, and I'm adding this, you for yourself. That's what I'm hearing. So it's a time of innovation, ideas, of soul searching, just, you know, the Lord of the Dance is here, basically, with a sacred sound of to lead the way. So, you know, the is a mantra that you can use to meditate on as well. There's many different ways of bringing in, you know, all the good energy and writing yourself a pathway to where you want to be. But these were both very good cards, and they did resonate with what June is saying. So,
wow.
Yes.
Totally.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree. Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah. Mary?
Wow. Beautiful. Those are such beautiful images, Patricia.
Very beautiful. I am just waiting on you now, Mary. I'm getting up. I'm dancing.
Yes.
I'm just moving.
Good.
Yes.
Keep on doing the dancing. I feel like they're saying cha-cha-cha.
Yes.
I hear them say cha-cha-cha. So I picked a postcard from Spirit for you, and then there's a message that just popped on my phone that I want to read to you because they told me to read for you, to you. So this one says, "Dear Sue, we're a chatty bunch over here, always talking about how to support you in your life's journey. We communicate to you through the language of oracles, dreams, signs, metaphors, and omens. In your life on Earth, however, clarity in your communication is essential to being understood. You don't speak symbols, and if you did, you would definitely confuse things. Right now, you're facing a situation in which you're being asked to have integrity. Be clear and learn how to ask for your needs to be met. The first step is to admit out loud that you have needs. The second is to ask out loud for them to be met. And the third is to allow the other person, organization, or even us to answer you. When you follow these steps, you can most definitely expect an answer in your favor. Affirmative, we say. Loving you so very much. And in the back, there's a peacock. Oh, my gosh. And it says, you are divine beauty, Patricia.
Ah. Oh, wow. I love that. Yeah.
I'm
asking out loud. Do you
have
a witness?
So I feel like, Patricia, you're getting signs from the divine and from the angels. Like possibly, I feel like they're showing me feathers. They're showing me pennies. They're also showing me angel numbers, which I resonate with so much. All three of them I love. The numbers,
yes.
If you are seeing synchronistic numbers, like for instance, 222, 444, just look them up. That's what I tell my callers and everyone that comes and asks me about angels. That's what I tell them. Just look up the numbers because that's how they guide us, you know, If we can't hear them, that's how they guide us through numbers and synchronicities, and, you know, follow that. And if you could create a journal and a journal that all the numbers that you get throughout the day, and then at the end of the day, just go through it, and then just you'll see a generic message, a general message for the day. So, for instance, go when you, you're on the right path. Almost all the numbers are going to say you're on the right path. So, you know, that's what I've been getting a lot of lately. So most of the new numbers that I've been seeing is I'm on the right path. Just, you know, keep focused. And, you know, so it's great to have that guidance, because, you know, that's how they communicate. You know, if you can't hear them, but like all the synchronicities, whether it's a song that you hear, you know, on the radio, and it's, you ask the question and there goes a song saying, you know, with the answer somehow, you know, it's also, yeah, it's so many ways that they can, I mean, I could, we could probably create a show on how many ways they communicate with us. And I wanted to also give you an affirmation card. I bought these new cards at a local shop called Rock Candy here in Columbus, Ohio, where I live. And it says, I am worthy. And it says, I am enough, and I am worthy of receiving everything I desire. I do not need to prove myself to those who would seek to diminish me. I am worthy. So that is your affirmation, I am worthy. And what I wanted to say was, I got a yes. You will get something coming up in the next month, I got. And then, but also they told me to make a list of the things similar to what the spirit said. Just make a list of the perfect job that you want. Just manifest the job that you want, similar to what the lady said. You know, just I feel like making that list of the job that you want, the hours, who you want to work for, if it's for you, yourself, you know, I feel like all that matters. So create that list of the perfect job.
Okay.
Because that perfect job is also looking for you at this time. And then the message on my phone that I wanted to give you was, or that they wanted me to read to you, is today's message of self-love. So it says, you are love. The energy is really lovely today. Love is coming into your life, Patricia. I'm reading it to you. Feel it all around you and inside too, in every cell of your body. You are love. You are a sacred vessel for love to flow through you. Love can flow easier and stronger when you are balanced and connected to your soul. With love to be felt within all, no matter what is happening around you, you know that you are safe and everything is going to be all right. You are love. You are strong. You stand in your power. You dare to do things differently and look at things from a different point of view. You can find new solutions to old problems and transmute the low frequency energy into a high frequency energy. You can do anything because you are love. Feel it within. Love yourself and put yourself first. So that was today's message that I wanted to post on Facebook today, and I didn't get a chance to, but it's a message for everyone, you know. But I feel like they guided me to open that message and read it to you. They wanted you to know that you are love and love is coming your way. And one other thing that I was saying in the interim, while besides dancing, what I would recommend, because I kept hearing as I was reading this message, tell her to meditate on her free time. So meditate.
Oh, my gosh.
Start tuning in.
Mary, can I interrupt you? I say, Patricia, while Mary was talking, I thought, let me just go ahead and ask the question that you particularly asked us in the very beginning of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I asked the question and meditation came in. So it's actually
wow.
Breakfast with Angels. answers. And it says meditation brings the answer. It is very quick. But try to come up with it. So it says trying to come up with an intellectual answer to your concerns hasn't been successful. That's because the solutions you seek can only be found by going within through meditation. You may also gather insights from your nighttime dreams as your subconscious creates solutions for you and are not available to your waking mind. So that just validated.
Oh my god, that's wild. You know,
I was reading the message to Patricia, and they were like, just say meditation. I'm like, and like in my head, like, can you wait until I finish the message?
I couldn't. I'm like, oh my
God. It's so funny when they start coming in so strong. I'm like, okay, my ears like really red right now and really hot. They're like in my right ear. Tell her meditate. I'm like, I need to read You Are Love first.
While I had that card in my hand.
Wow, that's
that
crazy.
So
well,
precious.
It's not crazy. It's amazing. And Patricia, they wanted me to pull a healing crystal for you. So I pulled the bloodstone. So I don't know if you have that crystal, but it's about purification.
I do.
You do.
I do.
Okay, do you use
and
it?
The meditation and my crystals. Mm-hmm. I would meditate with my crystals, and see,
yeah.
I haven't been meditating like I used to. So, you know, I guess that's what they're trying to tell me. No, you know, I need to go back to meditating with my crystals, and that will clarify a lot of things. And the number, synchronicity with the number, oh, my God, I see them all day long. They are talking to me. Like Jan said in the beginning, it's like they're trying to talk to you, but, it's been a lot going on. And so I'm so glad I called in this show. I mean, it's just so funny how the message is out there for you to hear if you would just silence yourself and pay attention. And I really had to do that tonight. And that included calling into the show, you know, because I was going to do something else. And I was like, oh, God, okay, I need to go here. But, no, I actually needed to sit down. I was on the phone when I first called you ladies. And so I clicked back over to the and talked a little bit. But it seemed as if I needed to get off the phone because, look, you're going to miss the message. So you need to go back to the ladies. Because this is very important. So, you know, it's been about obedience all day. And I'm so glad that I listened because everything that each one of you have said tonight, oh my God, it's almost like, the angel, my guide. I am source. It seems like they're sitting right here talking to me. It's not like I'm just like, look, this is what we've been trying to tell you. So I love you ladies so much, you beautiful earth angels. Oh, I love you so much. And I really thank you all for the messages.
We love you too, Patricia. We love you too.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. Okay, I'm listening, I'm dancing, and I'm meditating. Okay?
That's important.
Yes, and I am worthy, and I am going to create through my, you know, through my drawing, because I have been a little down with some things that's been going on in my family, and but after you ladies, you know, after getting the messages from the angels, certainly I feel, oh my God, you just don't know. I'm so grateful for you. Oh my God. It's like talking to my sisters. And so you know how we women do. When we have a good conversation going on, and this is the best because this this is all about the Lord and it's all about the messages. You know we don't want to hang up. So now I just don't want to hang up. But I know everybody is saying, look, it's time for you to go, Patricia. You know. So I've got to leave with this. Again, thank you, ladies. I love you and many blessings. And I'm going to come back and let you ladies know.
Good
update.
Yes,
I am.
We'll love to hear from you, and we love you too. Thank you
much. Thank you so much. Bye bye. Good night.
We'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Patricia, while you were talking and you were saying your byes, I saw 4455 and 777. The 4-7s are was on that message. You are love. So just look those up. And I know 7777 is a magical number. I get it a lot. So just
I get
444.
I get 444-55. And I get 444-222-1212-1111-111.
Mm-hmm.
I get those a lot. And 1010.
Yeah, but
okay,
the angels
so I'm looking it up.
4455
nice.
And 7777. So look those
okay.
up.
Wow.
And check the messages, what they want to tell you with those messages that
okay.
they gave me.
All right.
And thank you for calling
okay.
and make sure you give us a call back.
I sure will. I mean, you are all my sisters. You're all my sisters in Christ. You're all my sisters. So I will be calling you back. Blessings, 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 sisters. Thank you
okay,
so
thank
much.
You.
God bless you. Thank
all right.
you.
Blessings back.
Bye-bye. Thank
Bye.
You. Good night.
Good night. Wow, that was beautiful. That was so synchronistic,
yeah.
Catherine. I'm telling you, they were like, I'm reading the message, you are love, and they're like, meditate, tell her to meditate. I'm like, hello, can I finish the message?
But I got the same thing at the same time. It was just funny how that worked.
Yeah.
And,
I almost
and also
the message
too.
And said they want you to meditate. But, you know, sometimes we need to put boundaries, right? And that's another thing that we need to set boundaries with them where if we're doing a reading, there can be more than one message coming through. You know, it's one at a time. So,
I feel
you know,
like
that's really important, too.
Important one. Yeah, comes through though, don't you?
Yeah.
Like it's pushing
but,
its way through.
It also said, I think Catherine said something about she'll be getting them in her dreams, and that was one that was in the one of the animals that I shared with
yes.
her, so that was kind of neat too. I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
So I
yeah.
mean, wow. she's going to get more information also through meditation and in her dreams. I mean, it just, the whole thing just gave what everything just connected, everything. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah. And it normally does
wow.
every time we're together and every time all the ladies
that's true.
Are together, you know, the whole group, it's just
yeah.
so synchronistic, right? We all,
always do. All of us do.
Yeah. And, you know, working with great teams and spirit too, right? So thank you, spirit,
yep.
you know, and guides, you know, for guiding us to get these beautiful messages. So are you ladies ready for our next caller?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, perfect. Area code 559, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, I'm Evelyn. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome,
hi,
Evelyn. Do you have a question?
Hello. You know, I want to know what if children are in store for me for 2023. I don't have children yet. I know they're part of my plan. I just don't know when, and I'm hoping this will be the year when I will become a mother.
Oh, how neat.
Okay. I'll switch you over
hey,
to
Hey, Evelyn.
Jan.
Thank you, Mary. Evelyn, it's Jan.
Hi.
And the very, very first thing I see is a triple scoop ice cream on a cone. And so
I love ice cream.
That, could
that
be...
makes sense.
Do you? Okay. And then there was a dog. It was a dog that pushed through. He was like pushing through to get his face and body out of something and to show me. So it was a dog. And let me see what the now children would most likely come in with like rabbits usually, but and that's okay, that's fine. I just wasn't seeing the rabbit, but let me see what the dog says. Lighten up and laugh at your mistakes and don't take yourself so seriously. Spend time out in nature and make a point to listen closely to all that you hear. Stay flexible and be willing to adjust your plans as needed. When pursuing a goal, be persistent and relentless in your quest until you achieve what you want. Rather than judging your errors, look for what you've learned from them. So that's really beautiful. You're adaptive and can what's that?
It resonates with me as well. It makes all of it makes sense.
Oh, good. I'm glad. And it also talks about sound healing here too. Like music or singing, some kind of sound healing that it says you could work with. You do a good job in all that you do. And you're very adaptive. And you could also do public speaking if you wanted to. That's interesting that this is, I love what this is saying. Also, dog is very, very has strong faith no matter what is going on in life and remain determined and resolute in no matter what you're doing. So that's good. And then you're also very loyal to your friends and your work and your community. And you serve humanity also. And you're also the quickest to respond. Okay, good. You're also the quickest to respond when it comes to when somebody needs some help. So
Fortunate. Yeah, you're right.
All right. But what I'm hearing about, just what I'm getting is I'm getting a 3 for the child. 3 could be 3 months to get pregnant. 3 years. I hate to say 3 years, but I'm just getting a 3, and I'm so that yeah, it's a 3. 3 is coming through loud and clear for me. I'd like to hear what the other ladies are getting, but it you know, 3 could mean different things. It could be the third of a certain month, and I was also getting that it's not that far away. So I don't think it's 3 years, but I'm just getting 3 though. Yeah, that's what I'm getting. It's not,
thank
I'm
you
getting,
so much.
I'm
that's
also,
cool.
Yeah, I'm getting like less than a year is actually what I'm getting now. Less than a year that you'll be getting pregnant.
Aww,
and is that
what,
yeah.
Aww.
So I'm going to pass you right over to Catherine.
Okay. Hi, Evelyn.
Hi. Hi, Catherine.
Hi. So the first card I pulled was Don't Stop, again from Angel Answers. I just specifically asked the question. This Don't Stop. This is not the time to give up. Continue to move in the direction of your hopes, your dreams, or plans. you're on the right path and you should see progress as long as you stay the course. It's very important that you stand your ground and believe in yourself. Don't let others intimidate you by quitting. Just because some may not have the same vision doesn't mean you shouldn't follow your heart. The card that fell out of this deck after I pulled that one was success. Congratulations. You are on the road to success. You needn't have any reservation about your situation as it's going to work out beautifully. Part of living a successful life is taking care of yourself. It's wonderful to have many things to be grateful for, but make sure you don't wear yourself down by working too hard. Take time to enjoy peace in your life. There you go. The card success literally fell out of the deck. So that was, don't stop.
Beautiful.
What a great reason. So happy.
Wow, that's beautiful, Catherine and Jan. I have for you, Evelyn, I have within the next few months jumped out for you from the Angel Answers deck as well. So that was
right.
A direct response.
Wow.
And I think
cool.
Jan mentioned that she didn't know whether it was the next 3 years, but it for me, that's the jumper. And I picked it because that was the intention of me opening that deck was for you, for your answer. And then I picked a card for you from the postcard from Spirit, and it says, "Dearest you, we have a secret for you. The more you think you know, the less you actually do. So if you are willing to keep an open mind, you will avoid the narrow confines of the know-it-all and open up to the unlimited potential that can be discovered only by the curious optimist. Curiosity allows you to discover new things, see the world from a different perspective, and find answers to questions you might not even know you have. Right now, whatever is going on, it's important to know that you are not aware of all the aspects of it you need to see to make an informed choice. You might be projecting a story that isn't totally true. So moving forward, your mantra could be, I don't know, or that's interesting, as you keep your mind and heart open to new experiences and a richer existence overall. All of us over here want you to be all you can be. We are cheering for you. Can you hear us? And in the back, there's a beautiful, like, I think it's like a Pegasus horse.
Nice.
And it says, with love. And he's galloping. So that's so beautiful. And then the card that I picked up for you for affirmation, Evelyn, is number 22, and it's I Am Transformed. And it says, I see the beauty of change. Everything I have been through transformed me into who I am today. I am so much braver. I am so much caring. I am so much more emotionally intelligent. I am so much more open. I will continue changing and improving. I am transformed. So that was your card, your affirmation. I am transformed.
Thank you so much.
You're
I
welcome.
Appreciate that makes
and
sense.
I hope this all the messages resonated and it helps you. Even you know, even if it wasn't your question, other than, but I feel like there's always something else that we need to know, and the angels always come through with those messages. You know, for the individuals, for them to hear.
No, I think the definitely the question was answered, and it was a wonderful mm-hmm. reading tonight, and I appreciate all of you ladies for taking the time out of your busy schedule to share your talents with me. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And I just have one more thing. I just have one more thing, Evelyn. When Mary said a couple months, I had heard a 3, which could mean 3 months. So that could be also resonating right there. And then I heard later that
it could be, you know, 3 could mean 3 months, 3 years, but I heard it wasn't going to be that long. So mm-hmm. I like the idea of the 3 months and the 3 within the year.
Now you're going to have to give us a call, Evelyn, and let us know if the 3 happened. Or
well,
when the 3 happened. I'm sorry, when the 3 happened.
Hopefully soon. Thank you so much.
Yes, it will. Within the next 2 months, for sure. For sure. Well, thank you and good luck and God bless you. And just keep in contact with us. Thank you.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that was. Wow.
Okay.
Well, I don't know what happened. Like, there were so many callers, and then there's no
Probably
other callers
there?
On here. Nope.
Really?
Some people hung up, yeah. Some people hung up, like 3 callers.
Oh, did they? They didn't
want
to wait, maybe.
Yeah, in the beginning. So we can chit chat for a little bit and talk about.
Sure.
Let's see. What can we talk about? Let's see. There's so much to
talk
about.
Did you hear that noise?
What noise was that?
Oh, that was spirit. That was something. I guess it was just on my end.
Yeah, no, I heard something. But what did it sound like?
I didn't know what it was.
It interrupted the
What's
airway.
That?
It just interrupted the airway. It was just more than static.
No.
It was more than static coming through. It was like an actual noise that was. I've heard it on the show before, quite honestly.
You have?
I have, but but it was just the first time nobody else heard it.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Well, I know of one person that wanted to, who asked me last night, they were wanting to call in, so I'm just going to go over there and see.
Yeah.
If they forgot.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. These 5 cards keep falling down. I think they're mine. Jeez. I keep putting them back in the deck and they keep falling out. All right, Spirit, I got you. I'll stay with them and meet them tonight. Wow.
So while we're waiting, if Dan doesn't mind, poems here. Are you waiting on someone, Jan?
No, I went in and let that person know that they could go ahead and call in if they want to, but they're not there, so they're not responding.
Post again.
I was going to say, Jan, if you didn't mind, I had a few poems here that I could just. This is just one my daughter wrote, but. I can
oh,
hear
please
it.
Do. Oh, my gosh, yes.
Here.
Please.
So this is called Her Words of Wisdom, and she gave it to me as a gift. It says, as a little girl, you'd say, be all that you can be. Show that world who you are, not who they want to see. Stand up for what you believe in and do what you know is right. And never let anyone take your dreams out of sight. You can go on and be a famous TV star, or you can go on and be just who you are. You will make many mistakes, and that will be okay, for you will learn from these, which will then show you the way. Listen to your heart, for it will never fail, but be wise in your encounters, for love can surely sail. Be open-minded, for we are all the same. Always be the stronger, the bigger person, and you will have no shame. Make family your priority and everything else aside, for these are the people who will be there when you need to cry. You must live for the moment. Don't push time away. Life is too short to wish you had more days. Mom, you've taught me all of this, that I carry days on through, to know that all the great things in my life have come because of you.
Oh, wow. That is so beautiful. What a lovely poem. Oh.
Yeah. She
wow.
writes really
beautifully.
That was right before she got her first big job.
Really?
It's called her words of wisdom. It's called her words of wisdom. Yeah. And so it was really pretty. Yeah.
Very, very pretty. My goodness.
And this one.
She should keep writing.
Well, this one, I believe it was this next one that was published. This one, she had to submit for like a competition, and it was it's a hardback that was published by the poetry publishing company. I don't have the exact name, but it's called. This was written right before she left for college. And I'm the one who submitted it because she wrote it. And it's just one of many that's in the book. But it says, for as long as I can remember, Mom, you've been my very best friend. And I know we will stay this close, Mom, until God takes us in the end. You've been my shoulder to cry on, Mom, and my strength to keep me going. You've been my inspiration, Mom, and my voice of reason without even knowing. I look at you as my role model, Mom, and everything I want to be. Mom, please, Mom, keep your promise that you'll always be close to me. I'll be going to college, Mom, and trying to live life on my own. How will I get through it, Mom? I'll just want to be back home. I don't want to grow up, Mom. I want to stay your little girl. I'll do anything, Mom. I'll go back to wearing my hair in curls. What am I without you, Mom, and what can I be? All I know is how to be you, Mom, strong, independent, talented, and free. You are who made me, Mom. I owe everything to you. Mom, I love you with all my heart. You're my best friend, too. And that's the title of it, My Best Friend.
Aw, that's so beautiful.
That is... Jeez, I have tears.
Yeah, that's very touching. Like, so beautiful. Wow.
Yeah.
That's so beautiful.
And there's just one more. There's one more, but this is when I was going through a very difficult time in my life. And and it was when I was going through a divorce. It was a very harsh divorce at the time. She said, this is her poem to me. Stronger than a bear, but softer than a flower. Your world came tumbling down quicker than the World Trade Towers. You tried not to show it, kept everything inside, but I knew you were hurting. You just had to keep your pride. Mom, it's okay to let your guard down. Most of those who care. I may not always have been the most affectionate, but I will be the one who's always there. When I was little, you taught me to be strong. Now that I'm older, I'll teach you what you've shown me all along. If you ever think you're alone and no one's there, just know you have a daughter who will always care. Sometimes I feel like I only have you, and sometimes I think you think that too. So from here on out, learn to trust. Just be cautious if you must. Know that having a man doesn't make you a whole. You're an independent woman with a wonderful soul. Don't live in someone's dream, but go out and dream your own. And know that through it all, Mom, you'll never be alone.
Oh, my God. That is so beautiful. Another one. They're just tearjerkers. I mean, I just love it.
Yeah,
she
writes from her heart. And, I'm thinking, but it just made me feel so good to think that you have you same, and you're just you're hoping that it does stick, you know, the things that you're trying
yeah.
to teach. And then when something happens to us, you know, it's we're only human, right? So that was a really meaningful one. They're all meaningful, but, you know, it was, you know, you don't think about, I guess, what they are always thinking, I guess.
And how old is she now?
36.
36?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She wrote
oh,
these time ago. Yeah. Yeah. So these are older poems. Like older poems.
Yeah.
But they were
they're
just,
so amazing. They're so amazing.
The same thing. I was together. Since there was silence, there was no more callers. I just thought the box was right here because I'm in that room.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
God, they're just beautiful.
Yeah. Definitely meant
yeah.
to be read tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
They hit me. They really did. I just love them. That's so neat.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, there's a lot of people in my family who do write. It just starts, you know, it started with my mom, really, and then just kind of filtered down to, like, you know, the kids and then me. So, you know, my mom also, she just has so many kind words of wisdom that,
yeah,
you know, puts that out for us all the time. And
mm-hmm.
she's always taught us that everything will always be okay. And, so that's how I grew up, learning that no matter what happens, everything's always going to work out. And that's
yeah.
without information for my whole life. Like, she's like, happy, you can be whatever you want to be. Just if you're willing to work hard enough, everything, you could do whatever you want, and everything will always be okay. And so, like I said, without me realizing that, that was my whole thought my entire life. And
mm-hmm.
she was right. Even through divorce and pain and all those struggles, still everything turned out okay. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so neat that she gave you that. That's so wonderful that she gave you that. She sounds a lot like my mom.
Yeah.
Very positive,
yeah.
You know, very positive, having a lot of faith. My mom had that too.
Right.
A
right.
lot. That is so beautiful. It's such a nice
and
thing to give your children that.
Yeah. My grandmother used to read or do a rosary like your mom every night. My mom, to this day, still says the acts of contrition like you do. And she has her words, like, Jesus was lost and he was found. That's they're like magical words. Every time she uses them, if we lose something or something's going on, like, we go to her because we feel like that straight connection. She's 83, so over a lifetime, you know, she's been that way. And so she really is very, very prayerful. And when she says those particular words for her, they're magical for all of us. And so that's how I learned, truly, too, the power of prayer is so important going forward with everything.
Yeah.
You know, change the
Absolutely.
World.
Absolutely.
And then groups of people, right, with, again, all resonating to the same vibration. They're all praying for the same thing, right, that goes out there, and it's part of the collective, and it just gets stronger and stronger. you know, just like that violet light that just, you know, grows and grows and grows, opposed to, you know, the denser, you know, not so bright light.
Yes.
That's how I look at it, and I visualize it, but that's what we're going through now, right? Trying to raise the vibration of ourselves, the world, humanity.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. We're part of it, and it's becoming a big movement too.
It's really,
all over the earth. It's happening all over the earth, and even though there's all these terrible things going on too, but it's getting people to do that more and more. And my sister-in-law talks about this a lot. We talk about this very, very same thing, how the earth is going through such a tremendous change, and people are really starting to become more spiritual, and it's just, it's all over the earth. And I've heard other people talk about this, how this is going to continue to happen, and it's going to change our earth. It's going to make it into a beautiful place.
I believe
that, and I also want to believe it too. I choose to believe that, so that we're not like, you know, how they talk about the all the stuff in the Bible, which I believe is true also. But what I've heard is that we're going to go through a really wonderful period for quite a while. We're not going to go through the two phases yet. What are they called? I can't think of them. Revelations, the two phases, they aren't happening yet. People think they're happening right now, but from what I've heard from other people, those two phases are not actually happening yet. We have a ways to go, and we're going to go through a cleansing period and a beautiful period first, which I feel
are
like.
Are you referring to 3D and 5D?
What's that?
Are you referring to 3D and 5D?
Well,
or no?
Yeah, I mean, that is essentially what that is. But I was thinking of the revelations in the Bible of which my churches are really into, they talk about it a lot, is the time of prophecy where I can't speak what these two things are. They're so prominent. But what I've heard is that they're not going to be – a lot of people think this is happening now to us because we're having so many terrible things happen, you know. But what I have heard from other spiritualists, kind of like psychics, prophet people, prophecy people, that we're actually not going to be going through that yet. It's not the time. We're going to be going through a beautiful period, which that's what I've been feeling myself. Still there may be terrible things going on, and there may be stuff happening still, you know, not so good. But we're also going to be going through a beautiful period because people are just deciding to become more spiritual. They just are
Also, the fear-based mentality not helping, right?
Yeah.
So it's praying for those who need prayer, and it's but to stay in a mentality, like a fear-based mentality, is not what we're supposed to be. And I feel like there are people who are kind of stuck there. So I really honestly don't like to listen to, even though, you know, many people do. I mean, I rarely watch TV. I do know what's going on, but, you know, whenever it's just, you know, I want to hear good news. And that's not what you usually hear, you know.
Yeah.
You know, so, but I could feel it. I could feel the fear base when I'm listening to it. That's out there. And that's just, so I'll turn it off, you know.
Yeah.
And just, like,
that's
be
really
for,
good. That's disciplined of you to do that. That's really
yeah.
good.
What I've done is I don't subscribe to cable because I don't want to listen to anything that's a low vibe. So I don't, like, watch. If I watch something, it would be on Netflix or, you know, Amazon. And I try to, like, watch romantic comedies, something funny, nothing scary, no thriller. You know, and then for me, it's staying away from the TV for sure. Now I have this laptop.
Yeah.
Every time I open my Google, it's got all the views of everything. And I'm like, oh, no, no, no. I need to change that filter because, you know, if it's in front of you, you're going to want to read it. If it says Columbus and I live in Columbus, I'm going to want to read it. You know, I have to change that filter on Google where it's showing me everything that's going on in Columbus. Because, you know, then I start, like, you know, getting into fear. And there's nothing to fear. I mean, you know, we're all taking care of. And about prayer, like Catherine said, for me, I pray for everyone in the universe. I pray for everyone, especially my guys, you know, my friends, my soul family, my family. But most of all, it's like for everyone because we need to awaken. Like, we need to know who we are, right? So I pray for their health, for love, light, healing, and for their highest good, obviously, because I don't want to intervene in any karma that they're going through. But, you know, again, just always sending that healing to Mother Earth, to everyone, because I feel like that's so beneficial for everyone. So if everyone were to pray for everyone, I think the world will be a better place instead of focusing on just a few. You know, just focus on everyone. You know, because it's just so powerful. Mm. But a prayer is powerful. I was just talking to DC earlier about, you know, how amazing I feel when I've been praying the rosary again, like a couple of nights a week. Mm-hmm. And it's just so, like, it's a form of meditation for me. And then they're all around me. Spirit is all around me, my family, and I just feel them, and I feel so loved, you know, and it feels so wonderful.
Mm.
And, you know, just I can't speak enough about praying the rosary. It's just amazing. It's beautiful. So I'm back
it
into
really is.
Like, praying a lot more than, you know, twice a week. So, and it feels so amazing.
It does.
That's so neat, Mary. That's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're such a beautiful light worker, such a beautiful soul. So are you, Catherine. I mean, that's what we do. That's what we are called to do. We're called to do this. And and it goes, like what you said, it goes into the 5D. We get lifted to the 5D out of the 3D, and we go into the 5D and higher, of course.
This dimension.
What's that?
We're all, just for the listeners, just who they may not know what 5D is. But
that's right.
We're on the third dimensional plane here, and as we ascend higher, the girls here are talking about the fifth dimensional plane, which is where we have more wisdom and knowledge and we can manifest more easily and things just become easier for us.
Yeah, it's
exactly.
When we remember who we are, right? When what we came here to do, because a lot of us are still sleeping and our job is to awaken people by, like, having these shows, like Catherine's shows on Mondays, and Sacred Embers has another show going back live again. I think it's in 2 weeks. So, you know, listening to all on Sacred Embers is just, you know, like listening to all of us, or, you know, some of us, whatever. We're all amazing, and there's so many other shows out there that I can you know, mention so many and so many people doing great stuff to help people, you know, awaken and stay in the light, because it's all about staying in the light and love, right? The message from Mother Mary,
yeah.
Love, you know, and forgiveness. So what I did for you ladies, I pulled from my new deck affirmation cards for you. So, Dan, I'll go.
Thank you.
We have a couple of more minutes. I picked two for you. It's I Am Open, and it says, vulnerability is my strength, not my weakness. My openness attracts those who are beneficial to my highest good. When I lean into my feelings, I am honoring my truth. When I communicate my feelings in a loving way, I'm speaking my truth. I am open. So you are truly open, because, I mean, the way you post all those beautiful poems is just beautiful. And you
yeah.
help them.
And
Thank you.
Pictures are amazing. Like, I love pictures.
And but you know what, Mary? I have to constantly listen to, every day I have to listen to a service either at church or on one of the shows, because it's not always that easy for me. I still
yeah.
go through a lot of weird, you know, funny things. But anyway, I was just go ahead. I know you have another card to read.
No, it's fine. And then the other one is, I am resilient. If my mood wavers, it doesn't stay that way permanently. I allow myself to feel my feelings until I can refocus my thoughts on the positive. I do not judge myself for being human. I am resilient. So if I am open,
right.
I am resilient for you. And I'll send those to you. And then
yeah.
I love these cards.
I
just bought them yesterday, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, I gotta get them for the readers, for the people, the callers." And then for Catherine is, Jan, your numbers is card number 14 and 23, and then
okay.
for Catherine is card number 20, and it says, "I am discerning. I love myself enough to say no to discerning." And she is, because no, Catherine. She says no when she has to say no.
Right.
So, and then the other card is number 27. I am attraction. Like a magnet, what I put out to the world, I get back. If I lead with negativity, I receive negativity. If I lead with positivity, I will receive positivity. Therefore, I choose to lead with positivity. I am attraction. So if I am discerning and I am attraction for you, those are the cards. And we only have 90 seconds.
Beautiful.
So I guess
thank you so much.
We can say,
yes.
you know,
yes.
what a beautiful show, even though, you know, there was just a few callers. But, I mean, I think we've helped so many people with our conversations, our own conversations, you know, really help to connect other
people. I agree.
It was just a beautiful show.
Yeah.
Just a beautiful show.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for those beautiful cards.
Both of you guys, both of you ladies, they were beautiful.
Yes. Well, this is always a wonderful show. And I'm just happy to be a part of it.
Yes.
Me too.
Yes, it is so beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, ladies. I love you. And for all the callers, thank you for calling. I've jotted down some of the few numbers that didn't hold for next week if they call. And have a blessed week. And talk to you soon. Have a good night.
All right.
Hi, everyone.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay.